Appreciate that, Jerry. Dr. Michael Osterholm is the Infectious Disease Research and Policy Director at the University of Minnesota, as you know, but also an epidemiologist and a professor and many, many other things, and nationally known as well, internationally known, as many of you know, but he's always kind of shared some time with us here during the course of the week. Mike, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, David. Good to talk with you. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to ask you about these new guidelines that came out yesterday, and I want to get your reaction to them and if they'll make a difference of any kind.
Well, you know, the problem we have right now is not about wanting people to get the vaccine. It's actually having the vaccine. And that's where the state of Minnesota, like so many other states right now, are really in a bind, because the federal government can open this up as far as they want, and they can include as many millions of people in the group to get vaccine. But if you just don't have it, you can't use it. And that's the problem we have right now. There's some confusion about the fact that there appears to be a number of unused doses. But in fact, those are doses that have been reserved for the long-term care facilities and our healthcare settings that just haven't been used yet. The new recommendations that came out of the Trump administration yesterday really are about opening up to those by age and those who have underlying health conditions down to the age of 20. So today, someone who's a smoker who stays at home, 26 years old, has the same recommendation to get the vaccine as someone who is 75. You know, that just doesn't make sense to us in terms of, you know, trying to really prioritize the vaccine so people aren't frustrated waiting to know when I'm going to get it, trying to get it, and they can't. And so I don't think that these new recommendations were any help to us at all yesterday.
Will the recommendations change once your task force becomes active here now, Mike, with the president taking over in about a week or so?
The Biden-Harris group will actually detail their COVID-19 prevention plan, including vaccination, tomorrow. And they surely understand the challenges here with this issue of just being truthful with the public. This is what we're doing, and this is why. Meaning, you know, we only have so many doses of vaccine. They're being used as they come out, and this is what we're going to do to get them out there. For those who have been frustrated trying to get more information on this, in part, just know that the state and local health departments here are really caught in a bind. They have not received a penny of support from the federal government as they were supposed to help plan for the vaccination programs, to actually hire vaccinators, to be able to make sure that their internet sites are up and running, that can allow you to actually register, know where to go, when your time is there. And we don't expect that first money to arrive here in Minnesota, at least for several more weeks. So the state has really been trying to really hamstring this thing together at the same time that they're trying to do all the disease surveillance and they're trying to follow up on all the contact tracing. And so we're almost asking the impossible out of them. But once we get more resources from the federal government, they in turn will be able to bring these vaccinators in, working with the community. There'll be a lot of close relationship issues with the community, healthcare facilities, private organizations, even in some cases, potentially the National Guard and so forth to help, you know, set up these larger clinics. And so that's going to happen. It's just we need vaccine and we need resources.
There was a report, too, about all inbound international passengers must have proof of negative tests before they board flights to the U.S. Is this a good guideline to get enforced?
Well, you know, I can't say it's a bad guideline. Every time you can find out if somebody's positive and truly keep them off the plane, that's a good thing. The challenge is that that no way guarantees that someone isn't infected and infectious. We know that these tests often don't pick up someone at the very beginning of their infection when they actually are starting to be highly infectious. And so we actually have had examples of transmission on airplanes when everyone on the plane had been pre-tested in that previous 3 days. So if I got tested today and I flew out on Friday, that would fit the 3-day criteria and I could break with infection in that time and transmit. And so we don't want people to see this as a guarantee that somehow they're now going to be fully protected by this one test. It surely would pick me up if I were infected today, but it says nothing about what it means in the subsequent days after that test.
Dr. Osterholm, I did see something just a little while ago about China saying that the WHO, the World Health Organization, is going to their experts should arrive today, it sounds like, for an investigation into the origins of the pandemic. Any reaction to that?
Well, I think it's a very good thing. We do need to get more answers, and we've been calling for that since the very beginning of the pandemic. China has not been openly transparent about what happened. Now, that doesn't mean that something nefarious did happen. I want to be really clear about that, that, you know, we don't have any evidence at this point that there was an intentional release of a virus or that somehow there was an accidental escape from the laboratory there. But nonetheless, then, you know, sunshine should allow us to see all the information that they have as to about the possible origins of the virus, where it started. And we need this not just to help the world understand what happened, but to help us know what we need to look for in the future. This is not the last of the viruses to jump into humans. And so that this is going to be a very important investigation in terms of just helping understand what happened. Think of it like the black boxes of plane crashes. Those are absolutely critical to help us understand what went wrong so that we can make sure that we don't have it happen again. We need to understand what happened in China so that hopefully we can take steps to not allow that kind of situation to happen again.
Michael, I'll let you get back to work. Thanks so much
again,
David.
Thank you, David. Take care. Have a good weekend, okay?